This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. We're going to have a little fun today. We are going to be doing a play on Vogue's 73 questions, but it's not just about Vogue and Vogue's questions. We're also going to add in a handful of questions that you have submitted. We love doing these Saturday shows where we talk about what is going on with you, what questions you have, what topics are on your mind. Please, please, please tell us how we can help you. All you got to do is go to primalpotential.com/inbox. primalpotential.com/inbox, and you can share any question, any topic, and we will add it to an upcoming Saturday episode of the show. I want to get right into the questions, but want to tell you about a free something fun we have coming up in the month of May. Everybody has been talking about spring cleaning, myself included. I love to declutter, get rid of junk, have less stuff in my space, and just feel really good about my closets and my drawers and all of that stuff. Like, it's just such a great feeling. What we don't talk about as much is the mental and emotional clutter that can get in the way. And we can create for ourselves that same refreshed, reinvigorated feeling that we have when we get rid of our physical clutter, when we remove our mental and emotional clutter, baggage, and extra stuff we don't need anymore that shows up in the form of excuses, past patterns, stories, and problems. So we are doing a free e-series, a full week of a daily tip, tool, strategy, or tactic to kick off mental and emotional spring cleaning. It's going to be an email a day for a week, each email featuring a tip, tool, strategy, or tactic to facilitate mental and emotional spring cleaning. But you do have to be on the list to get those emails. They start on Monday, May 6th, and they are going to be the springboard for you feeling refreshed, reinvigorated, and increasingly capable of crushing your goals. So what you need to do to make sure that you are a part of this free e-series, go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/591, primalpotential.com/591. And at the bottom of those show notes page, you're going to see a link for that spring cleaning e-series. This is mental and emotional spring cleaning, and I really cannot wait. We've actually been talking about that a little bit, Sarah, as we get ready to go into our new office space, like making sure that it is fresh and beautiful and just fun to work in. Because right now, it's a little cluttered.
It's a little cluttered.
It's cluttered. Well, we're working in the house. There's renovations going on. We have a 9-week-old puppy like 5 feet away, and we have 5-week-old chickens like 2 feet away. So it's a little crazy right now.
But it's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. And we're also going to have some fun with these 73 questions. I'll be the first one to say that the reason these came across my screen was Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian recently answered Vogue's 73 questions, and I took a bunch of them, and I just thought it would be fun to whiz through them really quickly, and then, of course, to get to your questions. But I get a lot of these questions anyway, and I think some of them are really cool questions. So why don't you hit me with the first one?
All right. I'm excited for this. Okay, what did you do for the first 30 minutes of your day?
This morning. This morning was actually really special. When my alarm went off, it went off at 4:30 this morning. My first thought was, did the puppy actually sleep through the night? So my first 30 minutes included taking the puppy out and then checking on the chickens. Once I came back in with the puppy, we had a little chicken situation last night. So the chickens had to be moved. They had been in a, we won't digress on this too long, but they had been in a guest bedroom. But the night before last, we came home and they had flown the coop, kind of literally. They had left their box and they were on the bed. And then they did it again. So this morning was the first morning waking up with them in their new space, and their new space is not climate controlled the way that the guest bedroom was. So the first 30 minutes was taking out the puppy, checking on the chickens, feeding the puppy, feeding the chickens, and then finally getting myself a cup of coffee and journaling. Yeah. What I want to know you, though. What was the first 30 minutes of your day this morning, Sarah?
Making coffee, breakfast.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had half of an English muffin with mashed avocado and a fried egg.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then I was checking emails and just getting ready for the day.
Gotcha.
No puppies or chickens at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the next question?
All right. What's a typical lazy day? Do you have those? Those don't exist for you, right?
Honestly, I don't know when I had a lazy day. Well, here's the deal. I work every single day. I did take a day off for the first time in 5 years, like a month ago or so. I don't have lazy days. Yeah. I mean, I used to. I used to watch a lot of TV. So in the past, a lazy day would just be like binge watching a show or something. But yeah, nope, not for me. Nope, okay. Don't have it.
What was the last emoji you used?
I'll tell you right now. I'm going to open up my phone. This is not going to be the lion face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I use that all the time on Instagram, on text message, 100%.
Yep. What's it like living on Cape Cod? Truth.
I don't know. I am the worst person to answer this question. What's it like living on Cape Cod? Well, okay. This is the thing that jumps out in my mind the first time. It is this odd thing where all of a sudden driving far becomes like out of the question. And I don't know why it is, because I was saying this to you just the other day. I grew up in a place where I drove like 40 minutes to my middle school. I drove almost an hour to my high school. So like anything within an hour never felt far. And then I moved to Cape Cod. And I don't know if it's because there's a bridge. I don't know if because you become scarred with summer traffic, you never want to go over the bridge. But all of a sudden, anything that is off Cape might as well be Jupiter. Am I like, is
that's, you're 100% right.
It's the weirdest thing. The thing that stands out to me most about living on Cape is that you create this story where like you can't leave, you don't want to. And it's not like I don't want to leave because it's idyllic. It's I don't want to go over the bridge.
Yeah. You just don't want to drive.
Yeah. Like what like, is that?
30 minutes is so far.
Yeah. What ridiculous. Is that?
I don't know.
Because you've always lived on Cape.
Yes. And everyone around does have that mentality growing up here or not.
So you've always felt that way. Mm-hmm. See, it's so new to me because I've only been on Cape for just a little over a year, and I never understood, like, why is it a big deal? Why is it different driving over the bridge versus, like, say, driving down to the end of Cape, right? Like, which is further than exactly. driving from here over the bridge. But there's a mental thing, and it's not an isolated perspective mm-hmm. where, yeah, living on Cape is weird because all of a sudden going off Cape is just not really like something I'll entertain.
No.
That's so weird.
So if it wasn't the Cape, where would you be?
Probably Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Mm. When I first moved back from North Carolina, that's where I live, downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's this cute little seacoast town. It's got a really vibrant downtown area that I love. It's really walkable. I just love Portsmouth.
I love it too. I went there last summer for the first time. Super cute.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Whose career do you respect and admire the most?
Probably Warren Buffett. And here's why. The guy is like in his mid, late 80s. And he still loves his work and does it by choice every single day. And on top of that, he devotes the majority of his work time to learning. Reading and learning, because we could all just busy ourselves with like task, task, task. But it kind of reminds me of that quote. I don't even know who it is. I'm thinking Abe Lincoln, but I just totally made that up. That if you want to cut down a tree, spend 90% of your time sharpening the axe or whatever. I just love the idea of spending more time getting better versus using all of your time for doing. So I just admire that a lot.
What is the most overused phrase right now?
I'm so busy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Guilty.
I just like it has become an automatic eye roll reaction. Oh, my God, you're so busy. Like, uh-huh. Tell me about it. I don't know. Actually, don't. I don't care. What do you think the most overused phrase is?
I don't know. When I read that question, I was thinking I have no idea.
Yeah, I just feel like when you ask anybody how they're doing, I'm so busy. Well, that's unique.
Yeah.
That tells me nothing about you. That gives me nowhere to go with this conversation. Thank yeah. you. You know how with improv, like if you take an improv acting class, which I've never done before, they always say like, don't say something that's like a conversation ender, you know, like ask a question mm-hmm. or lead someplace, somebody someplace. And I think when you say like, I'm so busy, life's so busy, it's just like a hard stop. Right. Where do we go from there in the conversation? I was trying to connect with you and you're so busy. Like, okay, good talk.
Okay. Yeah. Wasting yeah. your time. Clearly.
Right. Okay. See ya. Yeah. Go be busy. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna go live my life while you just stay busy.
What drives you the most crazy right now?
People that say they're busy. No, honestly, and we actually talked about this the other day too. People who are rude. Mm. Like, you don't have to like me. You don't have to like yourself. But you would be happier if you just weren't rude. Mm-hmm. That I just don't understand why people choose to be rude when it is just a choice. Like, you cannot like what somebody does or says and still be kind. And the world needs more kind people. I actually bought letters for my mailbox that people use to like put their name on the mailbox, but I will never do that because I just think that's stupid. I will not have my name on my mailbox. And probably if you were on a podcast or whatever, you might not think that's stupid, but my name's not going on my mailbox. But what is going on my mailbox when I get time to peel off the letters that are already there is be kind.
I love that.
Because I just think, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone needs that message.
Yeah.
If you could have dinner with anyone, living or not living, who would it be?
My dad.
Aw.
Because, well, A, he's dead and I just want to catch him up on my life. Mm-hmm. And like that would make me really happy and I'm not going to cry. But also, he was a contractor and I am in the thick of like construction projects right now. And I want a like full tutorial on the do's and the don'ts and the buyer bewares and all of that kind of stuff. But I also just like really miss talking with him. And I feel like when we're younger, we don't necessarily appreciate conversation as much as we do as we get older, you know? And so my relationship with him, because he died when I was a senior in college, was 90%. I don't appreciate this conversation. I don't appreciate what you have to say. And yeah, I that for sure.
Yeah. You probably saw him a lot as a parent and not necessarily like a person either at that time. Yeah.
And now it's like, I just want to talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the last movie you saw that made you laugh?
I don't even know the last movie that I saw.
No, same here.
I think the last movie that I saw was the one with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born.
Yes.
It's not a laughing kind of movie, though. I want to answer this, but I genuinely have no idea what I don't watch a lot of movies. Before that, I probably hadn't watched a movie in like 6 months to a year. So like, I don't know. What about you?
The last movie I saw, I can picture it, but I can't picture the actor's name or what the title of the movie was. And it made me laugh and cry.
Tell me something about it.
He was a drug runner and he was like an old man and I didn't suspect him. And I hope I'm not giving away parts
of
the movie.
Sounds like a Breaking Bad, the TV show.
No, it's not. Oh. It'll come to me, I'm sure.
All right.
Well, actually, I'm not sure.
Okay.
What about a movie that made you cry? You probably can't
remember
that either.
Well, Star Is Born did not make me cry, but it made my boyfriend cry, and that surprised me because he had no feelings. Like Drew,
he has some,
but not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. I don't really cry in movies because I know it's not real. Like I remember when I was a kid, my mom took me to Canada, and we saw the Anne of Green Gables play. Because Anne of Green Gables, I guess, was set in Canada. I don't know. I'm making that up. But that's what sounds right for me. Anyway, we watched it. And, like, everybody's crying because somebody died. And, like, I shouted out in the middle of the play, you guys know this isn't real, right?
Oh, my gosh. You're that person. Yeah. Okay.
I was little. I was, like, 5 or 6. But that's kind of how I'm like, this isn't real. I'm not going to get upset about it. So I'm a loser on that one, too. I really don't know.
I cry at, like, every movie. Sobbing. Okay. When's the last time you cried in general?
A few days ago when that person told me I was a dumb nut job.
That bums me out.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend per day on Instagram?
Cumulatively, maybe like an hour. It's like seconds here and there.
It's good.
Yeah.
My sister actually sets a timer so she knows how long and like when to shut it off. I thought that was a good idea for myself.
I check it when I like pee.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you decide what to post or not post?
Well, okay, so in terms of what I do post, it's very much, does this add value? Would this help somebody? Would this inspire them? Will it give them something to take with them on their day to make their life better, easier, happier, healthier? What not to post? We actually had a long, you and I had a long conversation about this not long ago. When I first started Primal Potential, I never gave any thought to what not to post or why. And I don't know, even if I could go back to then, I don't know that I would do things differently because some things have to be learned from experience. And so I was very open about like where I lived and the relationships in my life. And I regularly posted pictures like inside my house and of my husband and all of these things. And that made divorce a lot harder. A lot. Yeah. And so because of that experience, I am more protective of my personal life now. And I have more boundaries about what I will post or not post. Like people, we've talked about this before on the podcast about like why I don't say my boyfriend's name or why I don't post pictures of him. And part of that is because he didn't sign on to have, you know, the eyes and ears of a broader audience. That's my job. But the other part of it is for me. And, you know, we just don't know where life is going to take us. And I want to keep some things for me and not with the world. And then the other piece of it is like safety. And that might sound overblown, and I probably would have thought that myself until I had a couple of situations where people were showing up in my life because I was really open about like where I was. And so for my personal safety, what will I share, not share? And then also to keep private things private for my emotional safety. Those are the considerations on what I post or don't post.
What's something about you that you wish people would focus more on?
I should have like thought about these questions beforehand. Oh. Let me ask you. What is something that you wish people would focus on about me more often? Because you've now been in this kind of world for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you know me on a very different level.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I wish people could see the personal side of you, and I wish they could maybe be a little bit more mindful of the fact that you're a person and not just a business owner, I suppose. But I understand why you protect yourself in that way too. I don't know.
Like if people could see, what is it about the personal side of me that you would want people to see?
Maybe some of your honest reactions to things, your faces to things, your funny comments. I don't know. Things like that, that I get to see because I'm sitting here.
Right.
And we're laughing about something.
Right.
Getting frustrated about some things.
Yeah. Like one of my pet peeves. I'm just trying to think of like what this comes up as. One of my pet peeves is when people email me and they don't say hello. Like if you email me and I can't access blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you wouldn't walk up to me on the street and be like, I can't log into your site.
Right.
You know, like, hi, Elizabeth. Like, you don't have to ask how I am or anything like that, but just those little things. So, yes, that's one of the things that I will literally be sitting at my computer and be like, hey, good to hear from you. You know? And I've also said, too, maybe if people who email like that got hundreds of emails a day, then they might think that way. So I don't have an expectation that people think the way I think, but yeah, Sure. Things like that. Or even like you've commented, I'm just trying to think of like what, if people are listening to this going, I wonder what she means. You have commented regularly because you see my interactions with my boyfriend quite often, either on the phone or in person. And like, they always make you laugh.
They always do. The dynamic between you two is just, it's entertaining for sure.
Because we're wicked different.
Yes. So different, but mesh well.
Yeah,
okay, it's working.
We bounce off each other in what I think comes across as sort of like a really authentic and genuine, very real way. Like,
yes,
we're fully ourselves. Right? Like, that's the way I think about it. Like, he is totally him, makes no apologies for being totally him. And in response to that, I am just totally me, and mm-hmm. I make no apologies for being totally me.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's great. How do you deal with negative feedback on social media? I don't feel like you get it often, but maybe I'm just not aware.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get a lot of it. And I think it's because when it first started, I just made it really clear, like, I'm not here for negativity. Mm-hmm. We can disagree and disagree respectfully, and you don't have to like my vibe, like, go someplace else. I'm not here to force it on you. And I really took like a hard line on that out of the gate. And I think doing that kind of has moved me away from that. I definitely get some, and I first look to say, what is the truth in this? Because if somebody doesn't like something that I said, what is the truth in this? Is there an opportunity for me to grow? Is there an opportunity for them to grow? Or if somebody's just being hateful, like, okay, fine, there's going to be that. And one of my coaches reminded me of something when the book first came out, because remember that, we won't go into the details, but remember that gentleman who wanted to promote the book and said really, 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 really awful things about
me?
Yes,
I remember.
Yeah. Well, that was his way of trying to get me to give him his business mm-hmm. by really going over the line.
Not a good tactic.
No. And my coach told me, if you're not getting any negativity, you're not on a big enough stage. So it's going to happen. And that is something that I remind myself, like, I put myself on this position and that's going to come. But when there's an opportunity to learn from it, I want to learn from it. But yeah, that's what I would say.
What are the three words that best describe you?
I think I would probably answer differently on any given day. But like the first three that are coming to mind with very no planning or forethought. I think I'm kind. I think I'm curious. And I'm hardworking.
I would agree.
Yeah. What?
I was thinking of three. And okay. I thought of driven, successful, and thoughtful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
What three words describe you?
Let's see. Immediately, I think of stubborn.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I have been for most of my life. Kind and creative.
Creative was definitely one of mine for you, as well as I would use curious for you as well. And I'm trying to think of a word that embodies, like, you love to be outside and you love, like, you're just very free in that regard, you know? Like, when I think of you, I just think of, like, yeah, I guess free.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have a hidden talent?
No.
You're a really good cook.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I would not ever say that about myself.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. I'm a good cook. That's hidden because I didn't know. do I have a hidden talent? I mean, I would say, like, it's not a talent. I'm wicked goofy.
Yes, I agree.
I'm a really fast reader.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's all. Do you have a hidden talent?
I think there's more. I totally do.
So hidden that you're not going to tell us?
I'm thinking. So random, but I'm really good at detangling necklaces.
Oh.
Like, if you have something that's in a complete knot, I can have it out in like a minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that in mind. I don't really wear necklaces, but just in case.
Go through your jewelry box.
Okay. I will.
Who do you call when you need advice?
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of advice. Life advice, my mom. Hmm. Business advice, I feel really fortunate to be building this really amazing network within my mastermind. And so if it was business advice, it would be one of those people. What about you? Who do you call when you need advice?
My dad, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the most useful thing you've said?
That I've said?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess my listeners would have to tell me that.
Yeah, you have a lot. Yeah. What do they call them? Like EB's nuggets or something? Like
EB-isms?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so funny.
What do you think you'll be remembered for?
I would say it depends on when I die, right? But if I died today, I don't know. Well, let's put it this way. What I hope I will be remembered by is the deep relationships that I have with people closest to me.
And you've changed a lot of lives, legitimately. I see it every day, people commenting on that.
I mean, I hope that what I've done is opened up people's eyes to the way they can change their own lives, you know, mm-hmm. which I think is a little different.
What is a question that you hate being asked?
Gosh. You know, I don't even know that I like hate being, there's certainly some that make me kind of like, you know, roll my eyes or whatever, but I also totally understand where it's coming from. When people ask me my boyfriend's name, I'm like, why? What, like, what does it matter if his name is like Paco or Mike or like Jeff? What difference does, like, I get that people want to like feel like they're a part of their life, but like knowing somebody's label, How does that in any way enrich your, so that's the one I understand the least. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When people say things like, you know, what is wrong with me? I don't love that question because I'm like, well, the question itself is really the problem because there's much more right with you than wrong with you. And you're clearly focused on the problem. We need to get you over to the solution. But I also see that as an opportunity to help somebody. Mm-hmm.
What do you wish you were asked more?
How to be happier. You know, like so many people are focused on these external goals of making more money or losing weight. And where I missed the mark for so long was thinking that those achievements would make me happy, and they just don't. Like happiness is a repeat decision every single day. So I would be thrilled if people were coming around to that more readily. Like, how can I enjoy my, even if I want to achieve more, right? This doesn't mean I'm totally content with the way things are and I don't want life to get better. It doesn't mean that at all. But like, what can I do to really love this day that I have right now as I am? That would make me happy.
What's the weirdest rumor you've heard about yourself?
I don't even know. I can't even think. I don't know. What's, have you heard a rumor about
no,
me?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't have one.
If I hear one, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
What's one product you can't live without?
I mean, does coffee count?
That's what I thought of too.
Yeah, like I just don't want to be without coffee.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. What's something you never thought you'd do in a million years?
Buy a farm.
Yeah. No.
My mom was here the other day and we were walking through the office building because the windows had just been put in. And she was like, you realize that the day before you moved in here, your tiny house was smaller than this office space that you're renovating and you had no land. And the next day you have a main house with an apartment, outbuildings, this farm. It's got like, it wasn't part of the plan.
No.
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 Yeah.
Was there a time or a moment when you felt most honored?
No, I think when anybody says that an episode or Chasing Cupcakes or something in the 12 Weeks to Transformation has helped them, you know what? Very specifically, when I got a voice note from somebody maybe last month that said that the 12 Weeks to Transformation saved their marriage, that was like, that's huge.
That is huge.
That was so, so, so major. Yes. I think those are like the 73 questions that we have. I don't even know if it was 73,
but
some of them were specific to like Kim Kardashian. So
yeah.
I can't answer her questions.
No, you can't.
No, but we have listener questions.
Yes, we do. All right. Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. So this person says they lack long-term motivation. I am confused why some days I want progression and other days I don't care. Is my why too weak?
I don't think the why is too weak. I think that when you say you don't care, it's just not true. And you're accepting the first version of the truth instead of asking, is this true? I don't believe for one second that you don't care. I believe that in that moment, you feel like you don't care, but I don't think that's the total version of the truth. So one of the things that we work through in the 12 weeks to transformation all the time, especially as we get into the veterans group, is what else is true? In fact, last week, maybe one of the veteran challenges was around this idea that started from this quote that a lie makes its way halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. And while my first thought when I heard that was about gossip, right, that a lie goes so much faster than the truth, what it more directly or more powerfully reminds me of is how quickly we can go with a half truth, an incomplete truth, like I don't even care, and make a decision without inviting the whole truth to the story. So I certainly wake up many, many days, or maybe in the mid afternoon or early evening when I start to get tired, think like, I don't even care. Like, it doesn't even matter. I don't even care. I don't even care about this email. Like, it's good enough. I don't even care about my food choices today. Like, I'm just checked out. But if I wait for the full truth, if I invite the full truth, I'm going to get a much more complete version of the story. And I think the challenge here, the opportunity here, isn't about your why, but rather, let me invite the full truth before I make a decision. I don't believe that you don't care. So asking yourself what else is true, and we could go off on a very long tangent about that. Just know that within the 12 weeks to transformation, that is one of the big things that we focus on, inviting the full truth. You don't care? Okay, what else is true? What does it mean when you say you don't care? And is that true? What do you care about? We build that process of investigating the full truth instead of going with something that's like familiar or convenient or easy or the first fragment of the truth.
This listener writes in saying, my husband and I are so stressed out. Life feels so hard and we're frustrated. Parenting, just getting through this so far cold and rainy spring. There's a general bad mood lurking around the house and our lives of late, which is tough to even admit. But hey there, it is. So I would love to make some steps towards changing that.
One of the things I remind myself is that I am in as good or as bad of a mood as I put myself in. We are our own mood maker. Yes, we can focus on things like, oh, we're so stressed out and life feels really hard and this weather is crap and we're tired and all of those things. Yeah, you will feel garbage. But that is not the only perspective available to you. So general tips here, go back to the mood maker episode, the mood maker blog. You can go to primalpotential.com and search mood maker. But the reality is you create your mood through what you focus on. In any given day, I could focus on everything that I'm worried about, like, oh my gosh, we're behind schedule in the office and I haven't even gotten the mock-ups for the kitchen and is it going to be so much more? And I thought that the budget was going to be this and now it's going to be like six times that and oh my goodness, what about ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? And I'm going to feel stressed out if I do that. I could focus on everything that is wrong in my relationship, everything that is wrong with my body, everything that is wrong about my choices, and I'm going to feel really crappy. But we also always have the same ability to focus on what is right and what is good. And when we do that, we change our mood. So challenge yourself, and for this particular listener saying that, you know, both her and her husband are feeling in this funk, challenge each other. Ask yourself questions that lift the mood. What was the best part of your day? That is something that I ask my boyfriend every single day. What was the best part of your day today? What are you excited about? What are you working on? What's possible for you? Understand that you are your mood maker and you can turn this around in a flash.
How do I stop mindlessly eating?
Pay more attention. So go back to the Changemaker series. It's a four-part series. You can just go to Primal Potential Search Changemaker, or you can go to the show notes page and I'll make sure to link it up. The first is awareness. The first of the four pillars of change is awareness. And sometimes we just take the problem and we stop with the problem. I mindlessly eat. Oh my gosh, I mindlessly eat. Oh my gosh. But if we break it down, I'm not paying attention. I'm not paying attention as I make these choices. So therefore, what will I do to pay more attention? And that Changemaker series, that part one about awareness, is about tools for being more mindful, paying more attention. In the ability to recognize that you're not paying attention is the starting point. And then from there, it turns into what can I do to be more mindful? Things like not multitasking, things like journaling, things like slowing down a little bit. But the Changemaker series is going to be a great place to start.
Last question here. How can we motivate those we love to lose weight and get healthy?
First, I don't think it is our role to make anybody want to change. It's just not our role. It's not your business. Now, I understand, like, we love people and we want them to be healthy. I get it. That's normal. Okay. But it is not your responsibility to make anybody want to do anything. Everyone is on their journey. And what happens is, even when we come at it with the best of intentions, love, support, I want you to be healthy, I want you to feel better, all of those things, here's what it says. I want you to change. The why does not matter to the person receiving the message. What they hear is, I want you to change. I want you to be different. And if they are not ready for that, then it comes across, no matter what your intentions are, as criticism, as not accepting them for where they're at. Look, let them be on their journey. If they come to you and they say, will you help me? That is your invitation. But without the invitation, stay in your lane. With that said, we can inspire people without taking on the responsibility of trying to change them. That is out of your lane. Please don't do that. It's not your place. But beyond that, be a lighthouse. Be a lighthouse. I talk about this all the time, and it comes from author Anne Lamott. She talks about how lighthouses save a lot of people. They save a lot of ships, but they don't do it by getting in the water, swimming out to the boat, dragging the boat in. No. Lighthouses save people by being a light so bright that others are drawn to it. Be a light so bright that others are drawn to you. Be such a vibrant, energetic, beautiful, loving, healthy example of life that people are like, what are you doing? Will you help me? I want to feel, be, do, act like you, because you just seem to be so vibrant, so energetic, so happy, so healthy. But this, like, hey, I'll do it with you. Hey, let's go to the gym together. If it hasn't been invited from the other person, then it is not your place. And what you're doing is you are saying to them, how you are right now is not okay with me. You need to change. And that is just not a healthy message to send to anybody. So number one, be a lighthouse. Number two, if they invite you in, you're in. And if they don't invite you in, if they don't say, hey, can you help me get healthy? Then you go back to being a lighthouse. All right. Those are the questions we have for today. We love, love, love getting questions from you. So you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/591. And the link will be there to where you can submit your questions. You want to go there anyway, because that is where the sign up is for our May Spring Cleaning E-Series. May Spring Cleaning E-Series, about that mental and emotional clutter removal, removing the barriers so that you can have that same feeling about your life and yourself and your health and your wealth as you do when you clean out that closet, you clean out that drawer, you get your car detailed. So we are going to be kicking off this free week-long E-Series on mental and emotional spring cleaning. You're going to want to go to the show notes page, primalpotential.com/591 to opt in for that. It starts on May 6th. It's totally free, but you do need to be on the list. primalpotential.com/591. Sarah, do you have any plans this weekend?
I will be celebrating Easter with my family on Sunday.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you.
I'm going to be working in the yard.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess. What's the plan? Anything specific?
Well, we've got to finish grading the yard where we dug up the garden, the upper garden, and then I want to post the holes, use the post hole thingy that I bought to frame out the lower garden. And my family's doing Easter together as well, but I'm not going because new puppy. And I don't want to bring the new puppy. He's not immunized yet, so bringing him around other dogs, not a good idea. And can't leave him alone for 8 hours or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah. And then chickens are going to move outside this weekend. We're looking at them right now.
Big day for the chickens.
Big birds, big birds. All right, guys, head over to primalpotential.com/591. You can join our Facebook group over there. You can opt in for the Mental and Emotional Spring Cleaning E-Series. You can get on the wait list for the Summer 12 Weeks to Transformation. And you can also link to where you can submit your questions and your topics. Make it a really wonderful day. Every choice is a chance.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.